Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcast live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We got a lot to get to, including tonight's Thursday night football game, an NFC North showdown. Steelers versus the Browns. Guy who started at quarterback for the Browns in this rivalry is Brandon Weeden. He'll join us a little bit later on this hour. Todd Bowles, you'll hear from him. He's the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we'll get his take on why Tom Brady was throwing footballs when yesterday was supposed to be his off day. We got the Ime Udoka situation. Who else do we got? Daniel Jeremiah is joining us today. Did you hear Cole Beasley slid into Tom Brady's DMs? And now he lived to tell about it, but also now got a job out of it. So that's interesting stuff. You know, I have said this about Brady, and I don't know how many others have said as much, but I think it's fascinating what's happened to Tom Brady in terms of his personal turnaround in our minds in terms of what kind of guy he is. If you think back, and it's really hard to think back 5, 10 years ago, but just think back 5 years ago at what you thought of Tom Brady. 10 years ago, what you thought of Tom Brady. You know, 10 years ago, the Patriots weren't on that last run of getting to Super Bowls, winning Super Bowls. But 10 years ago, he was still Tom Brady, you know, married to a supermodel, seen as arrogant, seen as a guy who is linked to the cheaters that are the Patriots. And up until maybe his last year, and even at his last year with the Patriots, wasn't beloved. Now, fast forward a couple years later, 2.5 seasons later, and Tom Brady's, he's still a megastar. He's now considered the GOAT, but he's also a little bit more human. From deciding where you're going to move to letting a light shine into his personal life and his Facebook shows, to his Twitter, to getting drunk at the victory parade, to retiring, then coming back, to his wife wanting to be home more, saying he was disconnected, and now working on his off day. Tom Brady is, he's not an every guy, but he feels a lot more like an every guy. The opposite, I feel like, has happened for Russell Wilson. Go back a couple years ago, Russell Wilson, beloved. And I don't, you don't have to ask me. I mean, Dan Beyer has been a Seahawk fan for 20 plus years. And even hearing Dan Beyer talk about a guy who used to be his quarterback and kind of snickering at how cheesy some of the stuff is, he was always fairly cheesy, but now it's just being recognized as such. And now he's being poked and prodded and picked apart. I heard this. This was Richard Sherman has a new podcast on the Volume Sports Network. He said this on his podcast along with KJ Wright.
He was not held to the same accountability as the rest of us. That's just facts.
When you got 52 guys being held to a certain standard, you got one guy not being held to the standard, then it's going to cause some friction. After a while, it had to get to the point where he chose Russ or the defense. And after the Super Bowl loss, he kind of made it pretty clear who he was choosing. And that's what happens when they made that decision. They put that pressure on it. We chose the quarterback. Mm-hmm. We didn't choose the Legion of Boom. We didn't choose the great defense. We chose the quarterback. So now it's on the quarterback to make this thing work. And when it didn't work, I think it was pressure on all sides. And then you saw the breakup.
So when you talk about who won the breakup between Russ and Coach Carroll, it's clearly Coach Carroll. He got the win. He got the city on his back. He got the former players coming to the game, raising the flag, and then the city, and then it's just Russ.
It's really amazing on what's been exposed about Russell Wilson. Because I feel like, I said this for a long time, he felt a little plastic. He felt a little Teflon. He felt a little too prepared. His answer's a little too perfect. And you know, one thing we've learned in all these sports stories, anytime you think something's too good to be true, generally it is. But I feel like Russell Wilson, in terms of his persona and the perception of who he is, has done a 180 since he left Seattle. Maybe since, you know, he had the trade request that wasn't a trade request and he happened to throw out a couple teams he'd be interested in. Byron, let me ask you, you're a lifelong Seahawks fan, essentially. If you were to really dig deep into your feelings and say 3 years ago I felt this way about Russell Wilson, what would it be?
Well, I mean, he was their starting quarterback. I was concerned about at some point you're going to get older and you're not going to be able to run around as much anymore. I never thought that he would. I didn't think that it would end like this. I thought at some point they'd just figure out a way to make it work, get on the same page, and that he would be their quarterback. And we have had Adam Kaplan, you know, friend of the show, on a bunch. He comes on our Sunday show, and he said for the last year plus that, like, Russell Wilson is not going to be, you know, a Seahawk for life. And it was something that I just thought would never happen until I actually saw it. You can put up with that stuff when they're, you know, winning football games and he's throwing touchdown passes. But yeah, now this whole persona is just viewed completely different when he's in a different uniform.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's given people the chance to speak freely. And then he's had some of his own missteps. And It's funny. The exact same things that he's doing now. The runner pass thing. I don't know if he did that when he's in Seattle, but most of these exact same things had when he did it in a Seahawks uniform. It was blow up. Now he's in a Broncos uniform. It's like, God, that's so uncomfortable. So uncomfortable. We see this in WWE, right? The heel turn. Remember when Hulk Hogan was good? Then Hulk Hogan was bad. That's the heel turn. Yeah, but that's entertainment. In sports, the heel turn is really interesting for a guy like Russell Wilson, who there was no off-the-field incident, right? There was really no on-the-field incident. It was how he was perceived and how his teammates perceived him as well, that there appears to be real, honest hatred towards him. Jay Stu, what's your read on it?
That's exactly what my read is. I think that even in our industry, right, I mean, you've left places, I've left places. It's odd how people at the former place have things to say about you after you've left.
Oh, they always talk trash.
Always.
Always.
And I think this is one of those things where as soon as Russell's out of Seattle, then everyone could speak candidly. And it seems like every other day we're getting a Russell Wilson story. So there, when there's smoke, there's fire. And I think it's all going to go back to what you've been saying this whole time, which is there's just something off. There's something phony about the guy, and that rubs teammates the wrong way. I think that's my read on this.
I just want to add something to what Richard Sherman and KJ Wright were talking about. They were talking about the decision. Do you go with Russell Wilson or do you go with Legion of Boom? The decision they made was correct. Like, you look at what happened to the Legion of Boom. Cam Chancellor's career ended on a neck injury. Sherman had the Achilles injury, went to San Francisco, had some couple of good seasons, but, you know, was exposed in the Super Bowl loss to the Chiefs. Look at what happened to Earl Thomas. I mean, they made the right decision, you know. So, like their hindsight of it, you know, are you going to pay the quarterback? Are you going to pay four other guys on defense? It just, like, they made the right decision. I don't know if that's the victory lap that they, you know, that they want to take, because it was still the correct decision by the organization.
I completely agree with you. I said this previously, and I mean it. Whether you like the guy or don't like the guy, you know, you always take the quarterback over a couple other guys. You just do. So, I think it's kind of comical, right? I think it's kind of comical that they're like, you had to choose. Look, most teams treat the quarterback differently than the rest of the team. Most of them treat, but these guys were a great group, and they were feeling themselves. Jimmy Johnson has a great expression. I don't know if you guys have heard it. How do you treat players? I treat them all the same, different, because they're all. And I think my thing is, I don't think what Pete Carroll did in how he treated Russell Wilson had anything more to do with the fact that he felt like Russell Wilson, this is what he needed. In order to be his best, he had to be treated slightly better than everybody else. And given a little bit more leeway and having a little bit different rules. There's a lot of teams like that. What's ironic about it is we talked about Brady. And remember, during the breakup of Brady and Belichick, remember there were stories that whether it was Brady and what he said one day with a Q&A or his wife talking about how he was treated inside the Patriots organization. You know, he was treated like just another guy. So on one hand, you got Brady saying, God, they just treated me like I'm another guy. Here I am, Tom Brady. You got Russell Wilson saying being treated better than everybody else. And you see what happens when you treat a guy better than everybody else. The natives aren't happy. It's a really interesting. Yeah, yes, John Rowe.
Doesn't this happen, though, on a lot of teams? I mean, a lot of teams have their star players. How about the Clippers, right? I mean, doesn't Kawhi Leonard kind of, and when he was with San Antonio, and other teams? I mean, the Lakers with Kobe Bryant. I mean, a lot of these players are coddled, and they are set aside from the rest of the team, and that's just the way it goes.
Yes, the difference is, I think, one, the defensive group was very good, and you had some guys that felt like they were the best at their position. They should get some better treatment than others. It's also football. Two, it's also football. Football is just the numbers are different. But you're not wrong. Like, do you think if Richard Sherman was treated differently than the rest of the defense, do you think he would have complained? Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not. You know, like, hey, Richard, listen, you don't have to come in on Tuesdays. You're Richard Sherman. You're good. And then guys would be unhappy. So there's a lot about nothing, but there's something there where he's viewed totally differently now. And this is even before he played the games. Now, even with the games, it just feels so cheesy and plasticky and so fake. And I always felt like I saw through it, but I was like, maybe everybody seems to like and gravitates towards the guy. And now it's at best a 50-50 split in terms of good guy, bad guy, how you feel about Russell Wilson.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show? Fox Sports Radio, TireRack.com Studios. At Gottlieb Show is the Twitter handle. At Gottlieb Show, the Instagram handle. Doug Gottlieb Show Facebook page is live. We'll get to Brandon Whedon in about 5 minutes. Get his thoughts on how Cooper Rush played and some other thoughts, including our discussion we had yesterday on Oklahoma State not playing anymore when OU goes to the SEC. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash any amount, anytime. Talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. So we had a little fun with Tom Brady practicing yesterday when he didn't have to. Right? No, it wasn't Mamba mentality. Here's what Todd Bowles said.
Well, some reps he takes and some he does not. So, you know, he's out there every day. That's the biggest thing for us. And he can switch it up when we want to switch it up. But there are some things he's got to get down. Then we put him in there and get him down. Well, he had some off last year. This is not a one-time thing. And again, it's not just him. We got about 6-7 guys that we have days off for, or predicated days off. So, you know, we call them veteran days for ourselves, but they get all their work in, they get their workouts in, they study tape, they watch practice. Some of them even do individual periods. So, and again, it's not just him, and he had days off last year as the same.
So I think a lot of this is the hold on now. Does he have a veteran day where he has to be there and goes through individuals, or does he actually have a day off where he can get out, get home, and if Giselle wants, watch The Notebook all day? Because I this is like that Cool Hand, the movie Cool Hand. Look, what we have here is a failure to communicate. I told you guys he had vet days last year. That's because Bruce Arians told us as such. But it did feel like it was thrown out there that, you know, he doesn't have to practice on Wednesdays. Jay Stu, I'm not wrong on that, right? That it did feel a little different than how Bowles is portraying it now, where it's a very, very light work day.
Yeah, I mean, basically anything that Bowles has said about anything controversial, it's hard to believe. He usually takes the company line. He protects the players. Remember, he was protecting that whole Arians thing when it came out to. I forget who it was on our show, but there's just something odd going on in Tampa Bay right now. And it doesn't seem like we're getting a whole lot of truth. but yeah, that's basically it.
Byer, what do you think? I mean, I do think that Todd Bowles has kind of a cool, like, hey, none of this bothers me. Don't worry about it. It's nothing, a big nothing burger. On the other hand, there's something going on there that this guy is, you know, it was thrown out there that he's going to have these off days that he is not going to take.
I think it is more concerning to us than the team. And the only reason I say that is because of Brady's cachet, the guys in the locker room, that defense has played lights out through two games. Completely locked down the Saints. Jameis threw three interceptions. Shut down the Cowboys. Dak left injured. That defense does not seem like they have been bothered by any means of anything that's gone on with Tom Brady. And I just wonder if we are making more of a big deal than it is inside, you know, the walls at Buck's place. Because I'm not saying that we are. It's a talking point. And their offseason has been weird. Brady hasn't been great in the two games. Really hasn't. So that could be something, but they are 2-0. Two road wins against two pretty good teams. Don't know how good Dallas is, but Saints are going to be a team that they're going to compete with in the NFC South. I think that may be it. That's what Todd Bowles is, his point of view.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, none of this matters. The only thing that matters is football. And so far in football, we've been good regardless of Brady being good. Yeah, I look, on one level, I do wonder, why is it our business, you know? But then this relates, we'll get to the Ime Udoka story. It's our business when it becomes part of sports, you know? It's like I love courtroom drama shows, you know, from Boston Legal, Denny Crane, to, was it The Practice? Is that what it was, The Practice?
Yeah.
You guys remember that TV show?
Yeah.
I used to love that show. When I first started doing radio in Oklahoma City, that was when I first got TiVo, and I used to TiVo The Practice. And my show was kind of the same, yeah, middle of the day show. And so I'd get up and I'd get a workout in, and I'd read a bunch of stuff. And then when I get done, I would either go play golf or come back and just binge on The Practice, like just on the couch, fall asleep, whatever. It was a good run.
What show are you guys talking about?
The Practice.
You're talking about the practice?
Talking about the practice. Not the game. Okay. Not a game. Talking about the practice. You know? I know that you're going. But anyway, so you're funny. So, but in those courtroom drama shows, you're like, if you, judge, he opened the door, like, under cross-examination, if the guy opens the door to it, hey, he opened the door, judge. I think Brady, by bringing his family into a lot of this discussion and talking about it being a family discussion and having his Facebook show and all this other, it's become some level of fair territory. What wasn't fair territory before is fair territory now. And I agree that Byers right. It's like, I don't know, on some level, why are we chasing the story when it's clearly not affecting the Bucks? On the other hand, I think that story is going to tell the tale of, we think, why Brady's going to retire this year. And will it distract him to the point where he doesn't have a particularly good year? That part's interesting. Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Any first responder will tell you, never try and beat a train after braking. It can take a mile for a train to completely stop. So when you come to a rail crossing, stop, because trains can't. All right, waiting on Brandon Whedon in a second. Let's talk. I'm going to take my daughter, Jay Stu, to Iron Maiden. You're not going. What should I expect?
I was on the phone there. So you're talking about Maiden right now?
Yes, sir.
What to expect tonight? You're going to expect some kick-ass music by a bunch of 75-year-olds who are still going strong. They've been going strong since the mid-70s. A buddy of mine and somebody that you grew up knowing of went to the concert last night, paid his way in, and was happy he did
it. Let's not just say some guy, Keith Walker. Okay? Yeah. Your boy from high school.
Yeah.
Keith Walker, he played at Cal. His brother Kevin played at UCLA.
Yeah.
Right? Kevin was the original stretch five,
yep.
6'10", 3-point shooter.
Yep.
So Keith went to Iron Maiden last night. What was his report?
Loved it. And he sent me the song list, and most of them are the oldies but goodies, you know, but they mix in the new stuff.
It's called a set list, isn't it? Like
Set list, right? Yep, misspoke.
Okay, so what was the set list?
He loved it. I could text you the set list. But
you could go through it. Tell me the good ones. Like what's the ones that I gotta like not go? I thought. Please don't tell me they have a new album. They're not doing the let's play this one from a new album. And everybody's like, okay, now I gotta go get a drink.
Yeah. So Number of the Beast, you're gonna hear that. You're gonna hear Run to the Hills. You're gonna hear Aces High. Those are their standards. The Trooper. But I have a feeling you're not going to know much of their music. That's why I want to hear your review tomorrow to just kind of get the opinion of somebody who doesn't really know Iron Maiden. But the bassist, Steve Harris, he's an impressive dude. You're going to love that guy.
Well, my daughter, Grace, is a bassist. And so she's very, very excited. And I will completely report back. And I'm told I got to purchase at least one T-shirt. I know I had to purchase one for her. Like that's our thing.
Definitely do. Yep.
Get a shirt. I gotta get it. Is there any one like classic Metallica shirt I have to get? Do I have to get the tour with the tour stops on the back?
I'd get an Iron Maiden shirt if I were you.
Yes. What did I say?
Metallica.
I said Metallica. Yeah. Metallica's in
December.
Can
you give me a Jets T-shirt while you're there?
I will. All right. I embarrassed myself enough. Let's get to Brandon Whedon, who joins us in the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. We got a bunch to get to. How'd you think Cooper Rush played?
Yeah, I thought he played pretty well. You know, I mean, he's coming in against a team that, you know, just played in the Super Bowl, pretty good defense, and obviously on the biggest stage. I thought he handled himself pretty well. He took care of the ball. And we talked about it last week. I was impressed with Kellen Moore's plan. I thought they came out. I mean, that first drive was, you know, right down the field, made good throws. It wasn't very conservative like they can tend to be with some backups. I thought he did a great job of – you know, making Cooper Rush comfortable, but overall, I thought he handled himself extremely well.
How replicable is that, right? What's the likelihood to repeat that level of success?
Well, I mean, it's not going to be perfect all the time. I mean, I think you know, the more he puts on tape, teams are going to you know find some keys and some tendencies to try to disrupt. I mean, obviously they've got the Giants this week on Monday Night Football. I mean, they got to good defense, good pass rush, you know, divisional game. So that's, you know, it's, you know, I think expectations, you know, you want to win. He's done a great job as far as, you know, managing the game, getting his team in the end zone at, you know, when they need to, and giving his team a chance to win. So, but yeah, I think, you know, expectations are probably going to be higher for him this week than they were last. I think people saw that he's more than capable, and you know, hopefully for him, he can go out and beat it and get him another road win.
Where are you? Are you like standing outside in the middle of a four-way interchange? Where are you?
I'm driving down the road, 45 miles an hour.
All right, we're getting a lot. It sounds like you're at like Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Is what it sounds like. Brandon Weeden, our guest on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, Pittsburgh, Cleveland tonight. The Browns. I mean, look, that was a disaster last week where you have a lead against the Jets. Now, one of the things that's come up is that Nick Chubb says he blew it. Okay, there was under the 2 minute warning. They come out on first down. He goes around the left side, and instead of taking a knee at the 1 yard line or 2 yard line, he goes into the end zone. The people I've talked to in the NFL have said it's not just his fault, quarterback, coach, but it is his fault, not because he gave up the two touchdowns or missed the extra point, but it's a 99.9% chance you win that game if you just either stay in bounds or take a knee. What level of blame do you put on Nick Chubb?
Oh, I mean, a little bit maybe, but at the end of the day, you got to get stops on defense. I mean, to let Joe Flacco do that to you, you know, get behind you in that situation of the game, I mean, that's, you know, a lot of that falls on the defense. Yeah, he definitely, in my opinion, just strategically should have stayed in bounds and gotten down. Obviously, to milk some more time with the clock, make him use those timeouts. But, you know, last year, what's funny is last year, if I remember right, he ran out of bounds at the 1 yard line. And I remember it because it was a you know, gambling-wise, I remember all my buddies were pissed because it cost them the – I can't remember if it was a total or the Browns, you know, with the points. But anyway, yeah, I mean, he's right. I mean, he knows the situation. He's got to handle it a little different. But at the end of the day, the defense has got to find a way to get a stop.
Isn't that your job, though, as a quarterback? Hey, guys, remember, you know, or right before the snap, remember, stay in bounds, don't score?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that'll come from the sideline, and then, you know, that'll come to the quarterback, and that's his job in the huddle to remind everybody, and that's, you know, that's, you work on, you don't really work on those situations in practice, but you do, you know, you go over them and, you know, training camp and those things. So, yeah, I mean, that's a communication thing from top to bottom.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Brandon Weeden is our guest. B, I want to ask you about Bedlam. We've had Gundy on. He essentially said, yeah, it's probably going away unless somebody writes a big check. That was several weeks ago. Now he comes back and says, like, look, this is done. Oklahoma's chose money and followed Texas over staying in the conference. No ill will. We're just not going to play him anymore. Is that the right decision for Oklahoma State, though?
Yeah, I think so, especially early on. I mean, you know, with so much change in the Big 12, you got four new teams coming in. Oklahoma State has the, you know, they've got the ability to be the head dog. And so, you put one of those, you put an OU and it's a non-conference, that becomes a challenging deal. And nowadays, you know, with four teams, you got to win them all. With 12 teams, you got a chance you can lose a game. But, I think for Oklahoma State and for OU even, I'm asking, you know, they're going to go to the SEC. They're going to have a gauntlet of a schedule. I'm not sure why they would want to add an Oklahoma State that's a top 10 team to their, you know, I guess resume, if you will, in the non-conference. I mean, it's just, you know, their schedule is probably going to be a little bit tougher than Oklahoma State's. But for Oklahoma State, you know, throw the last however many years out, doesn't matter. I just think you got to look at what gives yourself a chance to better your program and give yourself a chance to play for titles. And there's too much to lose, as much as it sucks. I grew up right here in the middle of this rivalry, and I know it extremely well. But I just think for Oklahoma State, you know, they've got a lot of positive things going, you know, inside in the Big 12 to kind of be the guy that everybody's going to be chasing. So, you know, why risk it having to play a team and have a loss potentially early on, and, you know, when you don't really have to. So I'm kind of
but a loss to Oklahoma is not gonna kill you. It's not, you know, in order for them to get to the college football playoff, they're gonna have to win their league. That's it. They're gonna have to win their league. you know, on a very rare occasion, you'll be able to get in. And when you win your league, you're not necessarily only going to have one loss. No losses. You might have one loss already. So, and you're going to play somebody out of conference. Why wouldn't you play Oklahoma, right? Like, you know, unless Clemson joins the league, they're still, South Carolina's still going to play them.
Yeah.
You know, all these, they're all going to have built-in rivalries. SC's still going to play Notre Dame. Why would you avoid that game?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, I hadn't really thought about it that way. That's a good point. I play Iowa State every year. I don't know. Maybe it's because my head's just spinning with all the turnover and all the things that are about to happen. But, I'm just thinking from an Oklahoma State, you know, I don't know financially if it has any.
Oh, I think it's big. I think it's big. I actually think it's kind of they're actually taking the moral high ground on it, and smartly so. Right, we're turning down money. There's money to be made in that game. We're turning down money because of how we were left in the lurch by OU.
Yeah.
So I think that's a real thing. It's a reputable thing. I just don't know if eliminating that game is actually the smart thing, because you do need some strength of schedule if you have any. Otherwise, it's just you got to win your league anyway. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, man. That's true. If you win your league, you're in. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I think everybody is just kind of – it caught everybody off guard with the way that OU and Texas left, and I think there's just, you know, just some bitterness that's just the landscape of college football, man. It just keeps changing, and that's where we're at. But I don't know. It'll be interesting. I mean, as of right now, it doesn't sound like it's going to happen, but who knows what's going to happen, you know, 6, 8, 10 years down the road.
Doug Gottlieb show here on Fox Sports Radio. How good is Oklahoma? You saw him against Nebraska. Is OU that good or Nebraska that bad?
I think it's a combination of both. I think Oklahoma's is better. They're definitely more physical and tougher on defense. I think they're tackling a lot better. I think their scheme is a lot better on defense. Dylan Gabriel's extremely reliable quarterback, played, you know, a ton of snaps, ton of ball. I think at receiver, they've got some guys, you know, Marvin Mims and all these guys, they've got a ton of weapons. I do think Oklahoma is better, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. Nebraska is just a dumpster fire, man. I mean, that's just all there is to it. I feel bad for my guy Mark Whipple, the offensive coordinator there. He was a quarterback's coach in Cleveland with me, and they've done okay offensively throughout the first few games, but just defensively, man, they can't stop a nosebleed, and that's not prototypical Nebraska football. So I mean, it's a combination of both. OU is definitely better this year, and Nebraska's got a long ways to go, man.
All right, Brandon, drive safe. Stay between those lines. We appreciate you joining us.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Are we really doing Iron Maiden all the time? Is that what we're doing? I mean, I guess. Let's do it, right? Just once, Iron Maiden Day. Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Let's get to Dan Byer with the game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What do you got, Dan?
Doug, the game today is...
I feel a draft.
Now, I did experience some deja vu, and I will admit, sometimes maybe I'll bring topics out that we have done before. I don't know if we've done this. I feel that maybe we have, but even if we did, it was so long ago, I don't remember what the answers were. So, today we are drafting, Doug, times of the day.
Oh, what's your favorite time of the day? That's actually the draft?
Yes.
Huh.
So, you've got a lot of different options. John Ramos, you pick first. Yes, you pick first. You got any time in the 24-hour window. Jason, you will go second. Doug, you fall into third in the lottery, and then I will pick fourth, and we will snake it back in return. Your favorite times of the day.
I'm going to tell you right now, for the last many years, my favorite time of the day has been noon. And the reason why is because that...
Nooners, because he... That, nooners. Sorry.
That's when I'm unable to eat lunch, but I am ready to start the sports radio shows of my day, and that's at noon in the last, what, 6-7 years? So 12 noon for me, guys.
So this last hour has been the best of you.
Yes, this is where you get the high point of John Ramos right here. You only got 10 minutes to go.
All right. Jason Stewart, your favorite time.
I'm just going to go... Right now with 9 p.m. at night.
9 p.m. at night?
Yeah. That's usually probably when I have the most like chill time. I'm not concerned about tomorrow just yet. I've already lived my day. I could do whatever that is. Watch a show, be on the computer, spend some time with my significant other, talk to my son. It's just, to me, it's just my... most, what do you call it? Blissful time of the day.
All right, Doug, you are up.
I'm going to go with 4
p.m. Mm.
4 p.m. on the West Coast is prime time. Let me hit you with why. One, the sun is still up, okay? And you still have time to go like, hey, if you're a sunset guy, you still have time to go like, ah, I still have time to get a sunset. Still have a chance to, usually the work day is either done, okay? Or it's winding down and you can see the finish line there. Also, East Coast games are on TV at 4 o'clock on the West. Right? I used to come home and And that first Big East game on Big Monday was at 4 o'clock. It was amazing. Just sit there and watch, you know, Sherman Douglas and the Cuse or you know, you name it. Hoya Paranoia. There's still time. There's just still time to do stuff. But for the most part, the work part of the day is over. So 4 p.m., like, if you're out of work at 4 p.m., you feel like, oh, my gosh, everybody's still – traffic hasn't yet set in a lot of places. Sunset's still available. East Coast games have started. If you're still working, you can see the finish line, and the traffic hasn't hit full peak. 4 p.m. is my go-to.
I will take 10 a.m. With my first-round pick. I'm a big fan of 10 a.m., not only on a football Sunday out here on the West Coast. Price is Right starts at 10 a.m., but it also to me is like a defining benchmark in the morning. Where like if you've gotten stuff done before 10 a.m., like you feel accomplished. If you haven't done anything, you still feel like, all right, I've kind of lazy. Now maybe I should start my day. And like it's a good benchmark. I will also then say 6 p.m., I was very close to going 7 p.m., but 6 p.m., I like to play Twilight Golf, and at 6 o'clock is a great time to play. So I'm going to go 6 p.m.
I'm going to go 6 a.m.
Ooh.
6 a.m. for my second. You're up before everybody else. It's a good time, you know, like to kind of reflect. Also can catch the sunrise. You know, if you go for a walk, nobody's out. There's no traffic. You go get coffee. If you work out at 6 a.m., you feel like, well, the rest of the day is easy. I've done the hard part. 6 a.m. is my second choice.
6:30 for me, that's grub time. Grub.
8 o'clock, all the shows start in prime time.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is Game Time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.